This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
I'm Matthew Wade, and this is your QNN update. Alt-right speaker Milo Yiannopoulos will be allowed to tour Australia after Immigration Minister David Coleman ignored advice that he be denied a visa. It was revealed last week that the Department of Home Affairs had recommended that Yiannopoulos be denied entry to Australia on character grounds. The former Breitbart editor, who was called trans people mentally damaged, was given a month to appeal the decision, but over the weekend it was reported that Coleman had intervened to allow Yiannopoulos to tour. Shadow Minister for Foreign Affairs Penny Wong criticised the decision, saying, "This is the bloke who has condoned relationships between younger boys and older men." The pastor of the LGBTI-inclusive Metropolitan Community Church Brisbane has labelled a spate of homophobic and racist graffiti on the property as hate crimes over the past 6 months. Reverend Alex Pittaway, who leads the New Farm Church, said that the vandalism won't stop the congregation from worshipping and promoting inclusivity. Across the weekend, Australians shared selfies and photos with red ribbons drawn on their faces to mark National Day of Women Living with HIV on March the 9th. Community groups launched the Leave No One Behind campaign to raise awareness and to show support for the more than 3,000 women living with HIV in Australia. Women are at risk of late diagnosis and underdiagnosis of HIV in Australia, despite significant advances in treatment and prevention, which has led to a steep drop in new transmissions among gay men in recent years. Homophobic and transphobic flyers have allegedly been distributed in the Sydney suburbs of Hurstville and Campsie ahead of the New South Wales election this month. The flyers, which are written in Chinese and Arabic alongside translations in broken English, instruct locals not to vote for Labor if you do not want your children become homosexuality. With "Do Not Vote Labor" emblazoned at the top, the flyers bear cartoon images of same-sex couples, some engaged in sex acts together, as well as one male figure masturbating. Rainbow Family Storytime events hosted by LGBTI storytellers and educators will take place at libraries across Sydney next week. Organised as part of Mardi Gras, the City of Sydney has put together the series to celebrate families of all kinds. The libraries also have selections of picture books featuring same-sex parents and rainbow families which will be available to borrow. A long-lasting injectable monthly treatment for people living with HIV has passed a major phase of clinical trials in what researchers say could be a paradigm shift. Results from the antiretroviral therapy as long-acting suppression and first long-acting injectable regimen trials for the treatment were presented at the Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections 2019. The injectable regimen was found to have similar efficacy to in maintaining an undetectable viral load compared to the standard daily 3-drug oral regimen. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Golf Australia has taken steps toward making the sport more gender inclusive by introducing groundbreaking guidelines for clubs around the country. In conjunction with the Human Rights Commission, Golf Australia have launched the rules which aim to reduce discrimination while promoting equal opportunity. Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins says the guide offers advice on how clubs can increase participation rates for women and provide gender-neutral memberships to facilitate inclusion in governance arrangements. And finally, LGBT advocates have slammed Sam Newman for making a harmful video that mocks trans and gender diverse people. In the video, Newman wears makeup and says he may transition and that it'll work because his partner might turn herself into a boy. Then journalists Mike Sheen and Grant Thomas asked Newman if he's going to the Olympics.
I'm going to clean up on world titles as a woman.
Tennis.
An older woman.
Tennis?
To everything. And I'm serious. And if anyone thinks I'm not, I'll see you.
AFL diversity manager Tanya Hosh and groups like Proud to Play say the video is baseless and disrespectful towards trans people. Responding to criticism on 3AW, Newman said that it's ridiculous for trans people to hijack women's sport and that he doesn't care if you pretend you're a monkey, just don't enter the Monkey Olympics.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app.
and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.